Welcome, my beautiful spirits, to K Talks with your girl, Jakay LeBrion. And I did mention in a previous episode that season one was going to be ending in April. And guess what, you all? This is the last episode of season one. I can't believe that we have made it this far since December. And it has been really, really amazing. You know, I have managed to, you know, get some listeners internationally. And I really do think that that is a step up. Like, I honestly cannot wait for season two, okay? But this is not the last time that you all will hear from me. As you know that I am the host of Tarot with K Talks. That is my tarot podcast. And it will be two more podcasts coming out soon for you all to hear me on, okay? So this is not the last time that you all will hear me. Furthermore, a season two will be back within a month to 2 months, okay? I do have a lot going on in my life trying to start up these nonprofit organizations and other businesses and books and things like that. So yes, I am a busy young lady, okay? And yeah, like this has been a journey. Like this journey has been really, really amazing. Like, I just can't explain how amazing this has actually made my life, do a whole 360 with starting a podcast out of nowhere and, you know, just really connecting with people from around the world, you know, and, you know, it just really made a difference in my life as well. And so as other people's lives, like, it's been a blessing. I cannot complain. I honestly cannot complain, you all. Okay, so in this episode, I'm honestly just going to be telling you guys a little bit about what I'll be doing while I'm on break from this podcast, okay? Before we get off into, you know, little life updates, I do want to give away some rewards for my listeners, okay? I have two things that I will give away. They are actually both a tarot card reading, okay? The first one is a free personal reading to one listener. You must DM me on Instagram or a Twitter or Facebook or wherever you have me on. And, you know, just DM me, okay? And I will pick the lucky winner, okay? I also do have a second one for those who maybe want, you know, a little bit more, you know, because the free personal reading will only be a 6-card reading, okay? The second one, you do have to pay. You will pay for a 6-card reading you will pay $6 for a 12-card reading. Usually the 12-card reading is $12, so you get $6 off, okay? So that is all that I have for you all. If you would like to get a tarot reading from me, if you want the free reading, be sure to DM me. Also, if you want the 12-card reading for $6, be sure to DM me as well, okay? And I will pick the two lucky winners, okay? I really do want to give away some readings, especially a free one, because around this time, you really never know who really needs some type of motivation, you know, some type of advice or encouragement, you know. And I actually do give that. I give a motivation up at the end of every personal reading that I do. I have done a mini for about 2 months now. And, you know, I offer that, you know, and my customers, they love it. They love that I can actually let them vent and talk back. With them, you know, and it's amazing. It's really amazing. So if you want a reading, just let me know, okay? Don't be hesitant, okay? If you are listening from my Anchor, you can send a message, okay? A voice message. Don't be hesitant, okay? Please don't, because I really want to give one away, okay? So moving along, I want to celebrate with you all my 4 months sober. And I am a couple of days late. I made 4 months sober at April the 16th. And it's been a blessing. A lot of you all know, if you have been here from the beginning, you know that I do have gastritis. Okay. And you know, that's the reason why I went sober. It's the reason why I could not drink any type of alcohol. It's the reason why I could not drink, why I could not smoke any type of weed or you know, anything of that matter. And it's been amazing. Now, I do smoke a CBD that I mentioned in a previous episode as well, because it helps with my health, okay? And but it does not harm. So I made 4 months sober, and it's been a tough road, okay? It's been a tough road. I can honestly say that the toughest was maybe the first and second month, because, you know, back then I depended on a weed and alcohol to get me through the days, the tough days. And it was like, hell, if I don't have those two sources, well, my day is ruined. You know, I'm just going to have this attitude, you know, and blame things on people, or I just don't want to be bothered. I don't want to have fun. I don't want to get loose. You know, I don't want to go outdoors, you know. So for me to make it to 4 months, it's like I did it. You know, if I can do 4 months, I can do 5, I can do 6. That's half a year, right? You know, so it's like I really, really believe in myself, you know, and I believe that God can just really be here with you through these test of times. And this was a challenge for me, because still I do have many associates who drink and who smoke. You know, I have a partner who smokes, but it doesn't get to me. It really, really doesn't, you know. Honestly, when he is smoking, he actually asks me if it's okay if he can smoke around me. And I think that that was just like, oh my God, you really care about me, right? You know, because, you know, some people, they could peer pressure you, they could smoke around you, don't even care about your health, don't care if you are able to inhale it, you know, and things like that. Yeah, you know, so I was really, really happy that he, you know, started to ask me and things of that matter. And my family, they can drink, and I wouldn't even think about just, like, can I have a sip, you know? But about a year ago, I'm ready for me a glass of wine, you know, or a little shot or something like that. But it's totally different. It's totally different now, you know. So for those of you who actually are going through this road, you know, through this path in life to become a sober human being and change your life around in a whole 360, you can do it too. If I can get this far, then you can get this far as well, okay? It is a challenge. It is a test. I have been tested in my dreams as well. You can go back to a previous episode with Dreams Become a Testimony, and I actually talked about this, okay? You can be tested in your dreams, okay? It's crazy, but it's true. You guys know that I do research a bunch of dreams. I pay attention to dreams, okay? It's a lot of meanings in dreams, okay? So if you are tested inside of your dream and you fail, you may just fail in reality, okay? So, you know, just pay attention and just keep on going on that route, okay? Because the outcome is beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. I feel so clean inside and fresh, you know? It's amazing. I can't even explain how I feel. I honestly can't, you know, I don't really have to depend on anything. And my anxiety is gone, you know, my paranoia and the hallucinations and such like that. We can actually enhance all of that, okay? It honestly can. That's why I do recommend smoke some CBD, because that can actually calm you the way that people think that weed actually does, okay? It can really, really calm you, your anxiety and everything of that matter, and just really have you relaxed. It helps with my health due to the pain of my gastritis, okay? Now, this is something else that I do want to celebrate. We are almost... you know, ending the month of April in 2 more days. I am recording this on the 29th, but this will be out on the 31st, okay? But, you know, this month of April has been really tough for me, because last year in 2019, this was the month where I went to the hospital for my gastritis, okay? And a lot of you know that I've been in the hospital now for a year straight, from that, okay? So, you know, for me to come out of this month of April without even going to the hospital, my eyes have opened up because I feel like that I have been doing the right thing since December 2019. That was the last time I went to the hospital, was a couple of months ago. Yes, you know, and that actually marked the year. Okay. But it's like, man, I cannot believe that I am here. I cannot believe that I am about to exit out of April and go off into another month without having to go to a doctor, you know, and be sick and depressed or just having these mind games, you know, just going on inside of my mind for 2 weeks after I leave the hospital. I feel very, very fine, you know. And yes, when you do have chronic gastritis, you do have a bit of pain, okay? You have a pain that comes and goes, but it's pain that you can actually tolerate. Last night, I was feeling a bit under the weather. Today, I still am as well. But, you know, if this actually helps any of you, or if it doesn't, you know, okay, what I'm trying to say is if you don't take any type of medicine, okay, and you tend to have some type of pain or some type of heartburn, go to your local CVS or to maybe a doctor and get some acid reducers, okay? They really, really help for that. My mother is a medical technician, so she brings me a medicine from her job so that I don't have to buy any. And I tell you, I have took maybe 3 since yesterday. I just took another one and my pain actually went down. Yes, you know, I still am feeling things inside of my stomach, but I will be okay because I'm not in the hospital. I actually passed the day that I actually went to the hospital of last year in April. So, you know, it's almost like I am making a bit of progress, okay? I am not a full-time a vegan. I'm a vegetarian, you know. So, but I still am eating healthy. You guys know that I do eat a lot of vegan food, but I eat healthy, okay? I love to eat healthy. I do not intake any meat. The only meat that I can eat every now and then is fish and shrimp, but it has to be baked. I cannot eat any fried food, and I am totally okay with that, okay? So yes, I guess, and you can say that I am a vegetarian, okay? Maybe in some time I will be a full-time a vegan, but fish and shrimp do not harm, okay? So, but yes, that is awesome. You know, this month in April, that's been a big month for me, 4 months sober. And, you know, I have not went to the hospital for my gastritis condition. So congratulations to me, right? You know, so that is really big. You guys know that I have been talking about this since like way back in the, you know, the first couple of episodes. So I hope that you all are happy for me like I am happy for myself, okay? So moving along, one thing that I will be doing while on this break, I will be managing 3 support groups. I am going to be beginning my men's support group with my partner. I am actually going to be beginning my second women's support group. That is going to be women that is out, you know, of my state, okay? International group, okay? But right now, my main focus is to get my women's support group of Houston, Texas on the road, okay? I have my members to start it off with. There's over 10 of us, and I cannot be thrilled, you know, that these women are just, they're way more excited that, you know, than I am, and it makes me really, really happy, you know? So the first meeting in the group chat is going to be May 1st, okay? If you would like to join any of these groups, whether if you are a woman in Houston, if you are a woman that isn't in Houston, and you can live anywhere else around the world, okay? If you are a man in Houston, okay, then hit me up, okay? Like, hit me up. I will indeed accept you to join these groups. is for motivational purposes and for you to gain the support and advice, you know, the encouragement that you actually need that you don't get on a daily basis. Okay. And many of us, we have these friends and family members who really aren't there. Sometimes strangers can end up becoming your best pal. You understand? So that is what I'm doing. I'm bringing others together. Okay. And I cannot wait for that. So that is one thing that I'm going to be doing. And I'm honestly, like, I'm thrilled. I'm very, very excited. Okay. So I hope that you all will be praying for me. And yeah, we're going to get these groups on the road. So next, like I mentioned earlier, I am the host of the podcast Tarot with K Talks. You guys will find that down below if you guys will want to listen to some readings. Okay. I will be starting the May reading soon, maybe within a week. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I honestly have gotten way more listeners within like the first week than I did on this podcast. And I'm really in 15 countries. I'm in 15 countries. Like, that's really all around the world. You know, it's not only just the US or the UK. I'm talking about the Netherlands, you know, Jamaica and Kenya. And it's, oh my God, it's crazy. 15 countries, you guys. When I go back and I look at that, I feel like, wow, you know, and it's amazing. I honestly cannot complain. It makes me really, really happy. So yes, I am going to be very ecstatic and excited to do the May readings, because it will only continue to boost up and boost up and boost up. You know, I am having these audience from everywhere, but that is what I desire. Okay. I actually want to be a teacher someday, and not just, you know, I'm a teacher up in a school, you know, but like a spiritual teacher, you know, and someone who people they come to and they sit with, you know, when I talk to them and give them the guidance that they need. Okay. I heal them in different ways with my words because of my own experiences in life. Okay. So yes, you guys can go and check out that podcast. The link will be down below. You can listen from Spotify, Apple podcast, and Anchor, right here on Anchor. Okay. Do it. You never know how, you know, these messages from Tarot can change your life and perspectives on things that you are dealing with today. Okay. Please do it, because the readings that are actually in April, they will still be, or they will, you know, still apply in March, in June, in July. They are timeless. Okay. Time is fluent. Okay. Understand that. Okay. So I'm moving along. A lot of you guys know that I am a blogger. I do have my web page, jakaylabrion.net. And that is where you can find everything that I do. Okay. So, and that is going to be taking up a lot of my time as well. Okay. You guys can also go up on that sooner in the month of May to look at all of the members and, you know, things about the group and just a lot of things. Okay. You can purchase a reading from there. Okay. And you can read, you know, just what's inside of my head and my thoughts upon things, you know, read the blog post and such, you know, just read, just do it. Okay. It's amazing. I love my web page, and no, it will not be the same from, you know, or it just won't be the same. Okay. Another year from now, that web page will probably be totally different. I will actually have another web page coming soon. So you just have to stay tuned for that. Okay. So I'm moving along. I am beginning my cookbook. Now, like I said, I am a vegetarian. I do eat vegan meals, vegetarian meals, and I do meals with fish and shrimp. So yeah, you know, but it's all around still healthy, of course. And I just get creative inside of my kitchen and I just be like, man, how did I even create this? Right. And, you know, like I know that there are cooks and chefs, you know, who actually make the food that I make, but it's not the same way that I do it. Right. Or it's not, you know, this, you know, it's not how I actually prepare my food. Right. You know, we all get a little bit creative, you know, but in different ways. So I am going to be beginning my cookbook. Okay. It will not be a lot of recipes, maybe just a minimum from 5 to 10, who knows, but it will be an ebook. So whenever that comes out, you guys be prepared to buy it. Okay. It will be cheap because why not? You know, it's not going to be a lot of recipes and I do not mind. Even if it is a bit of pricey, I will have it on sale for all of you who are a vegetarian, a vegan, or who just, whoever just want to try it, you know, and just look at how good these meals are. So that is what I'm going to be working on as well while I am out from this podcast. Okay. So last but not least, or well, a second to last. yeah, I will be the host of two more podcasts. Me and my partner are beginning our couple podcast. Okay. And that will be a very challenging one. We will actually talk about a lot of things. We are both Aquarius. So, you know, the conspiracies, you know, the theories and, you know, just things that we think about on a daily basis will all be right there on that podcast. Okay. Be sure to look out for that. So follow me on my social media and keep up with me on my blog. Okay. You guys will know everything because you are my OG listeners. You understand? You have been here with me for many, many months. Okay. So, yeah. And last but not least, or the second podcast is going to be my women's group podcast. That will be coming out soon as well. I am not going to rush that, but all of that will be beginning soon. So this is what I'm going to be working on while I am out from this podcast. And I will be back to tell you all of the things that, you know, I have begun. Okay. So I have really just been manifesting a lot into the universe and to God himself. I honestly want to say before I go that you guys should as well. Okay. If you want to know how to do that, and if you want to be a part of my groups, because we will be doing those things and writing and writing and writing, you know, and typing and just honestly sharing these goals and such and speaking them out into the universe and God himself, you know, be sure to follow me on my social media. I am open. I am open. I am open. Okay. I love to work with other people and help them manifest their goals as well, okay, and to make them their reality. You have to manifest today, okay? This is the day to manifest, okay? Don't wait a whole year later. You have to do it now, okay? Yeah, now we're at the last, okay, point is a lot of you know that I am starting my dreads or my locks, especially if you follow me on my social media. Okay. And that is going to be the thing that I'm going to be focused on as well, is my lock journey. Okay. I am really doing this so that I can really find the confidence within myself and just really gain that self-love back, because I did lose it after all of the times of being inside of the hospital and such. You know, I really lost a big, big part of me. Okay. You know, it was just like every time I went to the doctor, I would break out, and my weight would drop. I would look like a little stick, like I'm not even kidding. And, you know, I'm just like, you know, if that was to ever happen again, at least I have my hair that will always be done inside of this way that really, you know, gives off my vibration. And that just really compliments me and my style, you know, and just who I am. And this is really going to help me as well, because I have been a natural young woman for many of years, rocking a short hairstyle. Now this is the time for me to just grow my hair out. I am a little bit of tired of fumbling with this short hairdo, okay? I do love my waves, but this is time to just, it's time to just ease this out, okay? And just try something else. And I have actually been feeling good not to really do anything to my hair, but just wake up and go, you know? So yes, that is the last thing. Like, I'm going on this self-love journey, okay? So you guys will be hearing from me. That's what I can say. Like, you guys will really be hearing from me while I am out of this podcast. I will be back on many more, you know? And this has been an amazing season one. I cannot thank you all enough, okay? So if you do want the reward, if you want the free 6-card reading, personal tower reading, okay, be sure to hit me up and leave a message, okay? Let me know that you have listened to this podcast, okay? If you would like the 12-card reading for $6, which is $6 off, okay, which is half of the price, you be sure to do the same and hit me up, okay? You know, this has really been an amazing season one. I actually cannot keep, like, I'm just steady saying this, excuse me, but it's like, man, I really been doing this for just a couple of months and I have fallen in love with podcasts. You know, I don't see myself just being up on like a YouTube, you know, because YouTube is still kind of popping, but see, now podcast is where it's at, you know, is where it's at, you know, is where you can just actually make your money, you know, or your coins as soon as ever with the YouTube. You got to get all these subscribers and all of this, you know, and it's not about the money when it comes to the podcast, but for some people it is. Now, this is a great side hustle, okay? If you are a listener, but you are not a podcaster, this is a great side hustle. Yes, it takes some time to get to that first dollar or to the first $15, but if I can do it, then you can do it too, okay? Just stay consistent with anything that you're doing, okay? Take my advice, stay consistent, okay? And you will see a change happen in your career, in your life, okay? In your health, anything, okay? You must believe in yourself and believe in God and trust the process. But most of all, trust yourself, believe in yourself, okay? And keep that faith and keep the hope, you know, that things will work out in your favor. Everything does happen on God's timing, but they happen at the right time, okay? So this is your girl, Ja'Kayla Brion on K-Talks. I love you all. Thank you all for being with me for these magnificent months, okay? I love you all, okay? So just stay tuned for the rewards if you want one and for everything else that is yet to come. Peace out, you all.